Today is, it is hump day. It is Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And welcome, welcome, whatever platform you're on. And as I usually say, whether you're listening live or on the replay, welcome and thank you. Hey, Brina, Brina. Mutt Ninja, both of you ladies, welcome, welcome. Juju, welcome. And yes, I have your song today, Juju. Your request. You guys are having a wonderful day. I am. Hey Frankie, welcome back. Hey Shorty V, welcome, welcome. Juju from Shorty. Okay, so let's get started. Hey, Minnesota, welcome, welcome, friend. Okay, so bad drivers and annoyances, other annoyances, things that annoy you. So, Lou was talking about bad drivers the other day, and I was actually thinking about bad drivers the other day before he said it. So we were both on the same thing, but I'm going to say something, and it's going to sound like I'm stereotyping. I probably am, but there are a couple of things that I have noticed. But first, before I get to that, I'm going to say that one thing that drives me up the wall the most are people who don't use turn signals. I mean, and I'm not talking about the last minute turn signal, but even if it is the last minute, at least you are turning it on. But people who just don't use turn signals, and then they're giving the finger to the person behind them who is frustrated because, you made this sudden turn and they didn't, well, it may not have been sudden to you, but it was sudden to the person behind them. That bugs the shit out of me. Hey, fair use. Welcome. The turn signal thing is, it's just, it also happens to be, one of the number one things that annoy other drivers. That's number one. The other thing is, people who drive too slow. Okay, and I find myself, when I'm behind slow drivers, I'm like literally yelling the speed limit's 45. You know, the speed limit's 40. Why are you going 15? Why are you going 20? Will you speed up? And I'm yelling that because I can't go around them. If you're on a road that is only like one lane or something, you cannot go around them. And I always happen to get behind these people. And Juju says you can get a ticket for that in Massachusetts and Atlanta. And Brina says, agree, people that don't use turn signals or they just leave them on without turning. Yes, Brina, that's another thing that you're driving down the freeway and it's like, okay, so you've already gotten onto the freeway. You've already merged. Can we please turn off the turn signal? And, 12 miles down the road, they still had that turn signal on. Yes, yes. Very, very annoying. And these things, depending upon what they are, cause accidents. Now, some people have said to me that I do not go fast enough when the light changes. But I've been with people and people who have actually done this to me. I've been in the car with people who do this and people who have honked at me. As soon as the light changes, they're honking. It's like the light change and they're honking. And I'm not one of those people that would just, go as soon as the light changes, because there's always that fool who's coming the opposite way, who wants to make that yellow, or they go through the red. And I've seen accidents happen like that. It's like the light was red for them, but they're not stopping. Yes. Do I go through yellow lights? Yes. But when the light's red, I'm not going through. But again, there's always that fool that's going to go through. So can you please not honk as soon as the light turns green? Because I do look both ways before I proceed into the intersection, as the driver's manual would say, proceed into the intersection. Fair says, if a mofo wants to honk immediately after the light changes, I'm putting my car in park. Now, see, Fair, I would say that's cool, but at the same time, it's like people nowadays are so, the road rages is just there. So it's like, if you, I totally getting where you're coming from, but at the same time, who's to say that person who's honking behind you doesn't have that gun and bang, bang, and, they shoot you because you put your car in park, or because not only did you put your car in park, but you still didn't go when they were honking. Blunt says, I'm a Jersey driver. Let them hit me and make me get out of my car. So, hey, Shelby, welcome. And Fair says, I hear you, these days people are too quick to shoot. They are. It's like, the finger comes up. The finger comes up. And let's talk about the people that text and drive. If y'all are one of those people, that annoys me so much. And I'm pretty sure in every state now, it is against the law, when you are texting at a stoplight and the light turns, especially if you're in the turning lane, the left turn lane, and you get the arrow and you're holding up the lane, people get pissed. But of course, if you honk, first thing that driver is doing is they're giving you the finger. Just as it's annoying to me when someone's crossing the street and they're looking down at their phone, and it's like, excuse me, you're crossing the street and you're honking at them and they're giving you the finger. It's like, excuse me, I'm the one that has the right of way, not you. or if you're crossing the street, you're in the middle of traffic. You don't have bumpers on. So if you get hit, it may be the driver's fault, but you'll either be dead or you may not be walking right for the rest of your life. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. I say it's just crazy and crazy. enters the room. Hey, crazy. You know, so, and then, what's the day? Wednesday. So Monday, I'm out and about, and I'm passing by this park that I, depending which way I go, I pass by this park that's on my right. And, I'm going to make a left turn. And, I notice that off to the right, there is a police car, pull the car over. And there are two police officers out of their car, out of their vehicle. And they're, one of them is talking to the officer, to the driver. And the other one is just, you know, standing there. And I'm about to make this left-hand turn, and another driver is coming up. Now, I'm on their right, and another driver comes up. We come to the stop sign at the same time, and I proceed to go, and she proceeds to go. And we both kind of stop in the middle of the street, and then I'm going, and she's, you know, she's yelling, and she's not stopping. And I stopped in the middle of my left turn. I mean, because she was like, her car was there and I couldn't go anywhere. So she's yelling at me and she's like, don't you know that, you know, that you're supposed to wait? I said, no, I'm on the right. I get the right of way. I can make my left hand turn. Well, the police officer was standing there, the one that was just standing there. He comes over and he tells the lady, he says, no, I'm watching this entire thing. And, you know, this lady, she's right. You know, you should allow her to make her left-hand turn. She was on your right. I could give you a ticket. And the lady starts yelling, whatever. And I just look at the officer. I said, can I go? And he tells the other driver to pull over to the side. Whether or not she got a ticket or not, I don't know. But, you know, things like that. It's like the person on the right gets the right of way. And there have been times where I have just, you know, you get to the stop sign at the same time. And I just tell people, even if I'm on the right, I'm just like, you know, just go. Just go. You know, but what I was going to say before that is a stereotype, and I know I shouldn't because I can't stand people to do it to me. But I have noticed, at least here in California, I have noticed that a certain group of people drive white cars. And whenever I'm behind a white car, I kind of know that this person is going to be driving slow. So, but slow drivers, it's, I don't know. So that's where I am with the whole driving thing. One of the annoying things that people also don't like is when you tailgate. Now, I know people that tailgate. The rule is that you are supposed to be you're supposed to be able to see the person's bumper. You're supposed to be able to see the back of their car. Because people do stop, you know, if it's an emergency, whatever, people do stop, you know, and if you run into them, it's your fault. So, not only do I don't like the tailgating thing, but the people who, when they are at a stoplight, they're like right on you. I mean, they are literally like breathing. Feel them breathing on down your neck because they are so close to your car. You know, it's like seriously. Gracie says, "Tailgate me. I'm a brake check you or slow way down." Hey, Lou, welcome. You know, so you know, I'm you know, it's Chill Jelly, welcome. You know, it's you know, why do you have to be that damn close? Oh yeah, see, Lou, see, you gonna tailgate the wrong person one the wrong person. Yeah, I don't think so. And what about those people who drive with their high beams on? I mean, you know, I do believe that there are some people who truly are not aware that their high beams are on, but there are some people who just drive their high beams on all the time. And when you're driving down the freeway at night and someone's coming towards you, put like this, if you're on a highway or something, freeway, whatever you call it, if you're on a lonely road, I can see driving with your high beams on. But if you're on a road where it's a lot of traffic, your high beams are not necessary to me. And if you're coming towards, if another car is coming towards you, at least have the courtesy to turn your high beams off until you pass that person, because they are blinding. So some people may not think that that's... Shelby says, I have severe road rage. I don't know, Shelby, what kind of road rage do you have? How do you all feel about those people who don't move over to the side of the road when an emergency vehicle is coming? That bugs me. That bugs me, the people who don't give courtesy to emergency vehicles. Because one day you may be the one that they're going to try to save, or you may be the one that's in that vehicle that you need saving and they're trying to get you there and people don't move out the way. But that's just me. Lou says, I'm a racer. Let's see. Shelby, so how bad is your road rage? Excuse me. I say choice words and race and all of it. See, I'm not trying to race with somebody. You know, if you want to go, you know, in front of me, hey Rico, welcome. You know, if you want to go in front of me, go ahead. But you know, don't. I'm not trying to race you. Sorry, to me, that's when you get into the that's when it gets a little childish, and just that's just me. And that's when the accidents happen. And I'm not going there. 86 back love, but bad love, welcome. And Jimmy, did I just say welcome to you? So, but welcome. Okay, Juju said, Brina, that's sad. Why is Brina saying, okay, what did Brina say? Okay, that annoys me when people don't move over for, yeah. They don't move over for the ambulance or fire trucks. Lou says, I'm Europe. The lanes move into the outside lanes in the middle. It's open for emergency vehicles. Okay. All right. We just still have those people who don't want to move over. And what about those people who throw trash out the window? Can we wait until we get to the gas station to throw our trash away? Can we wait until we get home to throw our trash away? Can we just probably maybe carry a little plastic bag in your car and put your trash there? I mean, is it necessary to throw your trash out of the window? That is just, anyway.
You know what my favorite people are, though? Like the ones that I do not understand why they think they have the right to do it, and they do it. This just happened to me like an hour ago before I got home. So I'm driving and I'm getting to the light, right? And the light turns yellow and I'm still going, but traffic is kind of backed up to where my car's kind of, my back end is kind of blocking the way. So this truck coming from the other way decides to put his truck, right on top of my car, where he's like centimeters from hitting me, and he's honking at me. I'm like, dude, I'm already underneath the light. You see me there. There is no need for you to be an ass and put your truck centimeters from my car and honk at me because you want to go. I don't care if your light's green. My light was green first, and I'm waiting to keep going forward. So you can be patient and wait and not cause an accident yourself. by being a jerk. You know what you're doing is wrong. And so you have no right to put your car on top of my car and box me in. And then the person that's in the right lane, you cut them off. And okay, they're trying
okay,
to.
Okay, Jimmy. Okay, I'm trying to get this clear. Ellie, welcome, welcome. Okay, are you saying that you may, are you saying that the light was green for you?
Yes.
And the light and was as very, I, and as yeah. you're moving forward, the light turned yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Jimmy, I'm playing devil's advocate here, okay?
Okay.
So, when the light is green and you're crossing the intersection and you see across the intersection that the traffic is kind of backed up, shouldn't you kind of wait to see if the traffic is going to move forward? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. Like, I totally get what you're saying, but the car that was in front of me was being kind of an ass because he had like a whole half a car length that he could have moved up and he was refusing to move up.
What kind of guy was he? Was he aggressive or was he a nice guy? Like, was he aggressive with you?
I'm going to be honest with you. His front windshield was tinted so dark I couldn't even see it inside the car through the front windshield.
So it's dealer's choice. Our imagination just gets to build the picture.
But the fact that he cut the car, because I'm on the far left lane, so he cuts the car off that's in the right lane.
You don't see the person.
Okay, wait. Let's. Okay, Rico, hold on. I am coming. Go ahead, Jimmy.
So he cuts the car, or that person that's in that truck cuts the car off next to me that's in the right lane because I'm in the far left lane. Cuts him off, nearly gets T-boned from that car just to put his truck on top of my car, passenger door, so he can honk at me because by the time that guy was trying to screw it up and go forward, the truck's light was already green, so he was just being an ass and putting his car on top of mine just to honk at me and cut the other guy off that was next to me too. And I was like, dude, all of that was totally unnecessary. You didn't even have to stick your truck out. Makes no sense at all. You see traffic is backed up because the guy in front of me is being an ass and not moving forward. Why are you going to be an ass too and cut one person off just to put your truck on top of my car? And like, literally, I mean, like, he came centimeters from hitting my passenger door. And I was like, are you serious, dude? And he or she, whoever was in that truck, was just honking, like wailing on their horn. It wasn't just a beep beep, like a friendly beep beep. It was just, I was like, really? I was like, dude, you see what's going on. You're in a higher truck, a higher vehicle. I'm in a lower car. I can't see why the dummy in front of me is not moving up, other than that he has a half a car length to car length in front of him of empty space, and he's refusing to move forward for God knows what reason. Wow. And you want to cause more accidents by being an ass.
Okay. Rico, I'm coming to you now. So go ahead. You now have the mic.
All right. I just want to say, Solid Blue Sister, maybe you could agree with this aspect or not, but I found it interesting that when I initially heard Jimmy talk about this, my mind just painted a picture of that he was just something egotistical, that he was actually not really caring about the traffic, that he was really in some bout of pride with this man. But then as the story continued, he said, heck, I don't even know what that person was. And it's just, I really don't think now, I really changed my mind. I think he really was concerned about the person's driving. And I think I initially was wrong. I thought he was just being a guy of drama and wanting to just fight people. But I think I judged him wrong. What do you think?
I do believe that you did. I don't know Jimmy personally, but we've had many conversations, and he's not. I don't think he's the type of person who would just want to go out there and just start some shit in traffic. So.
No, I'm literally such a polite driver. I'll give other people their right away before I go. You know, like I always try to make sure, like, not only am I safe, but everybody else is safe crossing, because, man, I have seen some nasty, terrible accidents to the point where I've seen bodies dismembered. And I'm like, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be dismembered. You know, I just want everybody to be safe.
Well, and, you know, and that's why I say that I'm not trying to, you know, purposely try to, you know, start stuff with people or get out of my car and, you know, and fuck you mm-hmm. and all this other stuff. It's like, you know, because today, like in today's society, you don't know how people are going to react. And I'm just not going there. You want to go. You know, because the thing about it is, I notice that when someone thinks you're driving too slow or whatever, they get in front of you and y'all are both stopped at the same light. They haven't gone any further than you have gone. And so it's like, you want to go. Just go. But I'm not going to get into an accident or get into some type of road rage thing with you. Just because so many people have flipped me off in traffic. Yeah. I'm like, whatever. It's just not, it's just not worth it. I'm not.
Solid Blue Sister, may I interject here?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I don't know if you ever heard about this concept, but apparently the reason why people get road rage, generally speaking, is because of it's an heightened sense of things. When you're traveling fast, I guess every little movement could be impending doom. And even if we're so casual, our body is in an adrenaline, almost semi-adrenaline state. So when somebody does something unexpected or does something that could possibly alter you in any way whatsoever, it triggers such a rage response. And unlike most other situations where you'll rationalize it, it's apparently something to do with the level of danger at high speeds causes a bit more response.
Well, again, I'm not trying to do that. And like Brennan says, it's hilarious when people race to the red light. I'm like, you're literally racing to what? Stop. It's just silly. Hey,
cars,
Mama Bear,
like
welcome.
Toys to some.
Well, you know, cars are machines, and they can kill people. So that's the way I see it.
Oh yeah, they're not toys, but they're machines. But they're almost like toys. They're just a powerful toy, and they become a machine.
Okay, welcome, Laguna. So
I think people.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, yeah, you know, I agree with Rico. I think some people see cars just as a toy, like a luxury toy, and they don't understand the implications of the dangers that they put themselves in. They have an attitude of. And I noticed that the people who are really aggressive drivers, they have this attitude of me first. And it's, you know, that kind of attitude and aggression in driving, you're only going to wind up getting hurt or hurting somebody or, Lord forbid, you know, killing yourself or killing someone else. And it's always that attitude of the me first attitude that I've seen that are the car accidents.
Well, let me ask, who do you think are more of the aggressive drivers? This is going to be a two-part. This is going to be a two-parter.
Okay.
Male or female, that's the first part. Who do you think are more of the aggressive drivers?
Okay, so from my experience, I'm going to have to say the female drivers are more aggressive.
Okay. I was going to say female also. Okay. So my second question, part of the question is, do you think that, younger people, as Rico said, you know, that they think that it's toys or whatever. Do you think that when younger people first start driving, that they truly, you know, yes, they're out there driving. They want to impress their friends. Hey, look, I'm driving with just one hand and all this other stuff. Do you think they truly don't understand what they have, the power that they have, that they have this machine that can really do damage?
I think it leads to a great thing. It depends on what car you have. Let me ask you this, other Bruce sister. Do you
wait,
have
hold
a car?
Jimmy, is that you with all the thumping?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right.
I was moving my device.
I didn't even hear thumping. I didn't even hear it.
Okay.
Let me ask you this, celebrity sister. I think there's two types of cars. So I'm going to lead it a statement leading into a question. First, I'm going to say there's two types of cars. There's one for fun, and then there's one for utility. Almost just, you wouldn't even think about it. It's almost like a golf cart, but a car, you just get the point. But then there's some cars that you can't help but go wild. And let me ask you this, celebrity sister. So my question for you is, are you a person who buys for speed and for ability, or is it more for function?
I drive, okay, That's hard to answer, because if someone were to give me a sports car, I'm not going to go out there speeding, what have you. I'm just not. Because I think,
really?
That's
a bold claim.
No, I'm not. You know, so I drive and I love this car. Y'all gonna laugh. But I drive a 2006 Ford Expedition. I love the car. The car is 23 years old, whatever, you know, to 20 years old. I only have 117,000 miles on the car. I am the second owner. I used to drive a 2000 Land Rover, which I loved. I loved that car, but I had to give it up because it was a lemon. I had to go through the whole lemon law thing. But I would have kept that car forever, you know, but I've been in cars where people, you know, where they say, hey, you know, drive this car, whatever. And I've driven sports cars. I've driven all kinds of cars. I'm not that person driving down. I'm just not, because I've seen too many accidents. And right now, I have a friend who is, who has not gotten over being hit last July of 2022 from a DUI. And, you know, if he literally, his health is so bad that if he dies, that the driver is facing a murder charge. So all these people who want to drive and say, oh, look what kind of car I have. I'm sorry. I think you all are fools, but that's just me.
Wow, that's an interesting topic to talk about, accidents. I was going to sit here and just say, oh, my car. I was going to tell you guys my first car, but to lead the conversation into accidents, what an interesting topic. That's a game changer. Have you been in many car accidents or car wrecks?
I was in one bad one when I was in high school, and I had a perfect driving record up until October of 2022. When I rear-ended someone, but thank goodness I have dash cams in my car, because it was their fault totally. But other than that, for as long as I've been driving, I've never had a ticket.
Were the dash cams stock, or did you upgrade?
No, I have dash cams in my car.
You put them in, or did they come in?
No, I put in a 2006 Expedition. I had to put them in.
I
thank goodness that I had those dash cams to prove that this person, they were stopping, starting, and they were just doing some crazy stuff. Hold on, let me read some of these comments. Ellie says, let's see in a different perspective. How about those pedestrians who walk slow, just like turtles, while they know the driver is in a hurry? Some of them even stop and stare at you with no movement. Yes, that's true. Then Brina says to Ellie, it drives me crazy when people walk across the street diagonally while looking at their phone, completely oblivious. Mama Bear says, oh my God, any of them can kill you. Vinny says, how is everybody? Everybody is well, or I hope everybody is well. Blunt says, I used to have a Mitsubishi Lancer that I used to race when I was younger. Ellie says, it's right. It's annoying for drivers. Me personally, try to walk promptly as I can, but some people try to pretend ignoring us and look at their screens. I'm always tempted to throw it into neutral just to rev my engine to see if they'll jump. Crazy Lady says, I never have caused an accident. And that's it. Okay, just want to make sure that I get everybody's comments out there. Hey, Crazy Lady, welcome.
Hello, Crazy Lady.
What's going on, Crazy Lady?
I was just saying, dashboard cams are like the freaking, I recommend them to everybody. You know, actually, crazy people buy nowadays. I have one on my bike. I put a camera on my bike, my moped, when I go, out in the thing. But I would still have one on my motorbike. I can't tell you how many times I've almost been hit on a motorbike because people are just, driving along.
Well, Jimmy, did you have something that you want to say? Because you brought up something that I want to bring up, and it's kind of changing the subject, but not really.
And what was that?
Okay, so you said that when the whole truck thing with you and the light, the green light, the person in front of you, they had space in front of them and they didn't want to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So did you guys see, I guess it was last week with the woman at the airport and that big gap. Did you hear about that story?
No.
Okay. So, you can look it up and you can see the photo and everything. So the woman's at the airport, they're standing in line to check their bags and everything, and this woman had like a huge gap. She wouldn't move. She's on her phone and she wouldn't move, and people behind her like saying, ma'am, can you move up. I mean, it's like the gap was so large that literally the line that she was in, and then you go around, you know how they have the ropes up and you have to go up and down the ropes. The people on the other side of her, like on the other side of the rope, there was this big gap behind them. I mean, it was like this huge gap. So it was on the news and what have you, where, you know, how far of a gap do you leave? So whether you're standing in line somewhere or whether you're in traffic, how big of a gap should you leave?
That's some people are just nuts. I think that just goes to say some people are just insane.
I always like to leave enough gap where if I see somebody behind me that's not stopping, I can move out the way. I don't leave a huge gap, but big enough to where I can get out the way so I won't get plowed from behind.
That's very logical. Okay. You see, the gap that I leave is, again, you're supposed to be able to see the back of the person's car. And that's the gap that I leave. You're not supposed, you know, you're not supposed to be so close or so far away. So, let's see, Ellie says, when I was 13, in a rainy day at night, a car with high speed hit my mom. I saw my mom had been thrown up for two to three meters. Then she fell down on the ground in front of me. I closed my eyes and my mom got up and was looking for me. It was like a miracle. We took her to the hospital and gave her x-ray. Everything was normal. There were only a few bruises on her body. Wow, Ellie, that she was very lucky. Benny says, driving cars with proper and normal speed is necessary. Also, people should not drink and drive. I agree. Hey, Mr. A, welcome. I didn't see you pop in. Let's see. Benny says, I'm glad your mom didn't face a lot of injuries. Lunt says, that's what she said. Not sure what you mean by that. Did I miss something? That's terrible to witness. So glad she is okay. Yes, it is something to witness, especially when you're a kid.
So,
hold on. I just want to get to the comments. Bad Love says, back of a person's car or back of tires. How was I taught? How I was taught. Okay. Miracles. Okay. In the rule bit, it says a car length away. And okay, Jimmy, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, the last car accident, we were talking about us being in car accidents, the last major one that
I was gonna ask Jimmy.
Yeah, so the last major car accident I was in, I had a Suzuki XL7 minivan, or it's like an SUV, not a minivan. You know, I had just changed the brakes on my car with my dad. And I was on my way to school to take my last final in college for the week. And my brakes wouldn't work. I couldn't stop. I had no brakes in my car for some strange reason. The brakes failed on me and I plowed. I was going at least 45, I think, maybe 50 the most. And I plowed in the back of a BMW. I hit that BMW so hard that my foot curled underneath the brake pedal. And then the girl, her seatbelt, it was weird because like when I hit her, like her seatbelt, you know how the seatbelts have an anchor system in it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, her anchor system dropped. And when it dropped, it was hanging her in her car. So she was hanging by her seatbelt, choking to death.
Wow.
And I just remember like I popped my foot out from underneath the brake pedal. And I went out there because I saw her like honking and waving me down to try to get her. And so I walk over there and I pull out my pocket knife and I cut the seatbelt off for her. And she just like jumps out of the car, jumps on top of me and just like crying and crying. And I just And it was the oddest thing too, because, and I say that because before I left the house, I had originally taken my knife out of my pocket, and then I heard a voice tell me, no, you need to take it. You're going to need it. I was like, no, okay. Boy. And I put it in my pocket, and sure enough, you know, I get in that car accident, that poor girl's hanging in her car where you see, but if I didn't take my knife, she probably would hang to death in her car with her seatbelt.
So I take it, was there aside from that, did you get a, I'm assuming you got the ticket.
Honestly, I don't remember getting a ticket. I just paid for the damages of her car and that was it. I don't remember getting a ticket.
Okay. So let's talk about the whole damage thing. Okay. So,
what a story.
How do you guys feel? How do you guys feel when, if you got into an accident with someone and they don't want to report to their insurance, they want to just, you know, can we settle it without the insurance people?
No, I get upset. So no, you're going to use your insurance to pay for my car. So you're not going to get away with not having that on your record, because a lot of people would like to do that so they won't have it on their record.
But is it that they don't have it on their record, or that they don't have good insurance?
Both.
Either one, yeah. Or if they don't have insurance at all. And I don't care if they don't have insurance.
Somebody get away.
Okay, hold on. We need to have one person talking at a time. So is it going to be Jimmy, or is it going to be Rico? And the person who's not talking, mute. So who's going to start? Is it Rico or is it Jimmy?
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Rico.
I was going to say, as far as that goes, yeah, I think it's moral to let them go as far as the record, because the record will follow you, and we're supposed to help each other as a community. But then as far as, yeah, if they're going to pay, but then they must pay for all damages. But then, yeah, if they're going to pay cash, then I say, then, yeah, then there's no need to get legalities involved. That's just my take.
Okay. Now, Blunt says, that happened to me once. A guy gave me fake info, and I was stuck. Okay, so I'm going to go to Crazy Lady. She's been waiting patiently. So, Crazy Lady, did you want to add anything?
I say, you know, let the insurance company take care of it, because odds are most of the time they're going to give you fake information or just not pay it. Not pay to have your car fixed. And then you're screwed either way, you know, because the car isn't fixed.
Okay. Jimmy?
I always say, you know, get the insurance. You know, I was in a car accident with a friend, and he didn't get that person's car insurance. He believed them that they were going to pay for the damages cash, and he lost out. He had to pay on for his own damages, but he was lucky that I wrote down that person's license plate number, and they were able to track that person, and that person got in even more of a ticket. They got more charges on them because where I'm from, they technically consider that like a hit and run if you don't do the whole insurance process and you just leave the scene like that. So they were cited for a hit and run, and then they forced him to pay. So for in the beginning, he didn't get it paid, but once he showed them like he paid all the money that he paid to get the car fixed, and when he took them to court, then he got the money back.
Well, you know, what's interesting with that, my husband was in an accident about 3 years ago, and he was the middle car. And this 18-year-old girl hit him, and then he hit the car in front of him. And the, you know, he said that the girl got out and she's crying and everything. Oh, I'm so sorry. She hit him pretty bad. He was able to drive his car home, and his car was totally jacked up, that rear end. And he said that the mother kept saying, please, you know, we'll pay for it. We'll pay for it. And, you know, she was calling the house and, you know, please don't report it to the insurance and everything. And my husband's like, I'm reporting it to the insurance. You know, my car is really messed up. No, we have somebody, my cousin's brother, you know, can fix it. And he's like, well, no, I need to get a car that I can rent. Oh, well, we have a car that you can use. And, you know, my husband's like, no. So come to find out that when they were when the insurance company, you know, they send you to their mechanic or whoever, they went to find out they're taking off, you know, part of the car and stuff, and they see there's more damage. And that's another thing. It's like, yeah, you can help your fellow man and everything, but you want to make sure that your car is fixed right. You know, and like Blunt says, you know, they give you fake stuff. You know, you don't know. So I'm like, sorry, we're going to report this. If your insurance goes up, sorry, but it's going to be reported. So Rico, you want to add anything?
Yes, I would love to add that let me just tell a quick little thing here, is one time I actually was a little negligent. I was speeding to work and I was trying to smoke cannabis at the same time. Just very young. I was very young, about 18 or so. Very young, delinquent kind of stuff. But I was speeding through the California freeways. Next thing you know, I sideswipe a lady. But so it was, but very, like, very, just really touch each other. So, like, when two cars just barely scrape, we call it kissing. When two cars kiss, like, but I was like, dang, I knew I was having a little too much fun. Like, I was sitting there, like, one hand on the wheel, one hand on the weed pipe. And then, so I was like, dang, just speeding, like, I'm trying to be funny, trying to make it to work. Like, it's like, not managing my time right. But so I was being a little reckless. And then I was like, dang, and now I did, and like, now I was like, oh no. But then there was a moment when the cars kissed, that the lady, it was an innocent lady, a nice lady, she looked at me, and it was like the time started moving slow, and we look at each other, and the lady, she was analyzing it, and she really didn't know what happened. She didn't know whose fault it was. I could tell, and by looking at her, that she was still so early in the analyzation process that she didn't look at me like, what'd you do? She looked at me like, what happened? And then when I realized she didn't know, I looked at her like, what'd you do? And I guilt tripped, and then I was like, I threw my hands up, and they're like, what'd you do? And she believed that it was her fault, and I got her information, and she paid for my car.
Okay.
So that's all I want to add.
Okay. So can we talk about parking? So what about those people? I mean, have you all ever been in situations, I don't know if you all remember the movie Fried Green Tomatoes with Kathy Bates. And, she's waiting patiently for someone to come out of a parking space when she goes to the market. And these two young girls, they drive up really fast. And she says, I was waiting for that parking space. And she says, we're younger and faster. They start laughing. And she starts ramming into their car, just ramming, ramming, ramming. And she says, I'm older and I have more insurance. So what do you think about that? I mean, do you think that you should respect, like, you know that some, even if they don't have their turn signal on, you know that someone's waiting for that space. Do you think that you should just go on and go look for another space, or do you think that you should just zip in and just take that person's space?
My experience, I've done something like that. I didn't see the other car on the other side because the car was reversing, and the car pulled out enough to where I could pull in, and I pulled in and I turned my car off. I was already walking to the store, and the truck that pulled out took off. But the other car that was waiting there started honking at me. They're like, hey, I was waiting for that spot. I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Couldn't see you. They're like, well, move your car. I'm like, no, I'm already there, dude. There's another one, like, literally right across from that one. Like, literally, so there's no excuse to be arguing with someone and you have one right next to it. It's like, come on, buddy.
Okay. So you didn't see the other car though, right?
No, I didn't see him at all. And that's what I explained to that gentleman. I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. I couldn't see you with this giant truck. It was lifted. You know, it was a nice, pretty high truck with its lift, and I couldn't see. And it also had body kit on it too. So that's what made it even harder to see the car the other side, because I couldn't see it from underneath either, because it had like a body kit on it where it covered my view.
So Jimmy, let me ask this then. Let's say there wasn't another space on the other mm-hmm. side, and he says, I'm waiting for the space. Would you have moved?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking. So, you know, okay.
That's like, I wouldn't mind, like, if I'm still in my car, honestly, if I'm still in my car and they get out of their car and tell me, like, all right, I'll move. But if I'm already out of my car and I'm already halfway to the door, I'm like, I ain't getting back in my car and moving it.
Okay.
That's just me.
All right. Rico? Same thing. How do you feel about the whole parking space thing? I mean, if someone is, you know, that someone is clearly waiting for the space, would you just zip in and take it?
Rico? Little Rico, you there?
Okay, I'm going to Crazy Lady. Crazy Lady, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just listening.
Okay, so. So what do you think about, you know, somebody's waiting and, you know, or you're waiting? I mean, is the person who's waiting, is their spot?
I don't jump in their spot, though, you know.
Like, and if somebody waiting, jumped in on your spot, would you make a big fuss? Would you just, you know, curse and go find another spot?
I usually flip them off and then, you know, find a new spot.
All right. So do you guys, depending upon where I am, depending upon where I'm going, there are times when I have to, or I prefer to back into a space, because where you are, it's just, you know, harder to get out. If you are backing out, whatever, it's just easy just to drive out, whatever. So I find that some people get annoyed with me when I'm about to park and then I maneuver my car where I'm going to back into the space. So do you guys get pissed off at people like that?
No.
No. I don't get pissed off with them as long as they have their turning signal on, because, like, I had another instance where somebody passed it. They didn't put a turning signal on, and they were going to take the spot. I pulled into the spot, and, you know, I get out of my car and walking, and the person starts yelling and trying to throw a cup at me. I'm like, "What the hell are you doing?" They're like, "Well, I was taking the spot. I was reversing in." I was like, "Well, I'm sorry. I didn't see a turning signal. I didn't know you were just sitting there for, like, the longest time, not doing nothing." And they're like, "Well, move your car." I'm like, "I ain't moving my car." That's all. It's like, I had a turning signal on, you didn't. And I tell them, you know, according to state law here, I don't know how it is in other states, but if in Texas, whoever has their signal light on first has the right of way to take the spot. And if they don't have their spot on, regardless of their turning signal on, regardless of reversing into the spot or not, they can't claim it. And if they start confrontations and troubles, or they hit my car, they're in trouble, because I can prove my signal light was
okay. But if you clearly see that they're maneuvering to back in, and your light, and you turn your signal on, you're saying that you would be able to take their space.
Yeah, pretty much how that works. But I mean, like, they weren't moving at all; they were just standing, or their vehicle was just there.
You are in Texas. They do have those crazy laws.
Yeah, they have some. Texas has some pretty interesting driving laws. Yeah,
so, Mister says, I had a gun pulled on me over a gas pump one time. I didn't see the lady waiting, and I pulled up to the pump. She hopped out and yelling and pointing the gun. Needless to say, I moved.
Well, Blood Ninja, I will always say, I would never take a handicapped spot, or, like, if I see an elderly person driving and there's a spot up in the front, I'll let them have that spot, and I'll go to the back and walk. I refuse to let an elderly person walk.
Okay. And then Ellie says the same thing. What do you think about people who park their cars at a special parking lot dedicated for people with disabilities? Okay. Jimmy just answered that. People with disabilities need those spaces for a reason. Absolutely. Jimmy, that's cool, Blunt says. Very impolite. I agree. I saw some people do that. I see people doing that all the time with the whole disability thing. I see that all the time. Well, I'm just going to be there for 5 minutes. I'm just going to run it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what do y'all think about people who, because this annoys me, and there's this one particular car that parks directly in front of it. What do you think about people who purposely park in front of mailboxes? And in our area, we have our mailboxes. You have to get out, and, you know, you have a key, and it's the it's the cluster box where everybody's boxes are there, whatever. Then you drive to your house, whatever. So, but there's this one particular car, and I finally said, I'm going to go knock on this door, which I did. She did not like it at all. And I'm like, you know, people drive up to get their mail and they get their mail, they get back into the car. I say, I've seen the mailman come and he has to, you know, park behind your car as he's taking out mail and he has some packages and everything. I just think that is rude. So Rico, go ahead.
Yes, I would say that is that some people just want to watch the world burn. And those are the people that just park in front of mailboxes. Some people are just chaos lovers. They just are doom bringers.
But Rico, the thing about it is she does not have to park in front of the mailbox. There are like the whole side is like it's like empty. She could park further up. She can park further back. But what she wants to do is park directly across from her house. So I'm like, we need to have markers on the in front of the mailboxes where we put where the red paint or whatever, like tow. You cannot park there.
They should tow. They should have like if you park in front of a mailbox, tow for violator's expense.
You know, that just doesn't make any sense. And Bad Love says, how about the jerks who take up two spaces in the shade on a 100-plus degree day and they aren't even in their car? Grr.
Yes.
First, and the Ellie says, first we warn, then we stab. Benny says, well,
no, I had somebody take up four spaces in a parking lot one time, and people were writing notes on their car saying that next time they park like that, they're going to key their car and throw paint on it, slash their tires.
Well, somebody who had a nice car? Was it somebody? Because some people who have like...
Yeah, they had a really nice, expensive car. At the time, it was a brand new Corvette. I was like, yeah, don't blame me for taking four. I wouldn't want nobody to know my car either.
No, okay, but you know what? Then you need to stay home or...
But the funny thing...
But you're one of those people who what you need to do is you go someplace and like if you go to the shopping mall or something, you need to park your car way far away.
Well, that's the thing. They were parked in the very back. And that was a funny thing. You know, I was like, wow, people were so rude. And it's like he's in the very back and y'all are still writing the nasty letters.
But Jimmy, but is it really rude because you still took up four spaces?
I see your point.
The bottom line is, you know, everybody gets a space. Okay, so, you know, I mean,
there you go. That's funny.
I've seen trailers come in. People who have those trailers, whatever, and they come in and they take up five, six spaces, whatever. I can understand that because those people are usually in. They do their, you're going to the market, whatever. They get their stuff and they leave. But just to take up a space because my car is so nice and I don't want you to nick it, then you know what? Stay home or ride your bike or walk.
Yeah, or ride your moped or rent a scooter.
So that's where I am. So you know,
I feel you. You know, like somebody put in the comments about, or was it you, Rico, about bikers, motorcyclists?
Yes, I bike, man, and I'll tell you.
Okay,
cars look both ways. Cars look one direction.
Well, it goes both ways, and I say that because a lot of the motorcyclists here in my city, they're fucking assholes. Not all of them, but like I said, a lot of them, because the
risk is much more risk. Like, which one could take more damage, the body of a vehicle or a person's body?
Right, but my thing is that these motorcyclists, they split the lanes and they get like inches from hitting the car's side mirrors, and they don't care. And they'll go and just like kick the driver's car just to scare them so they can move.
You know what, Jimmy, in California, that is legal, which I hate.
I do that sometimes.
It's highly illegal in Texas. It used to be legal in Texas, but then all the accidents that we got.
I think it's totally stupid, and I'm sorry. I think splitting, even if I was on the motorcycle, I think splitting lanes. It is the cause for most of the accidents of people who are on motorcycles. So,
well, like recently, right here at the front entrance to my community, this guy on a motorcycle, he was going 90 miles or over 90, almost 100 miles per hour.
Damn.
And he ran the light. And when he ran the light, an SUV came from his left and plowed into it. And I kid y'all not. So the car pinned him against the light pole. But when he pinned him, he dragged him all the way to the light pole to the point where he dismembered. That lady dismembered that motorcyclist, and that dude was like dead on impact. I mean, there's no way, no chance in hell that dude was going to survive that. And because of his actions, that poor lady, she's, you know, scarred for life, knowing that she killed somebody, even though it's not her fault. But she, and his motorcycle blew up, so it caught on fire, and he caught on fire. So, you know, one way or the other, he was going to die that day.
Let me go to Laguna, and then I'm going to start wrapping it up. So, Laguna, welcome, and thanks for waiting patiently.
Oh, no problem. This thing on? Can you hear me? No, there we go.
Yes.
It's Woody Bush.
I can barely hear you.
Hey, Bush.
WoodyBush.com.
I agree with most of that. I personally have been handicapped my whole life and have never actually gone to the DMV and gotten a handicap spot plate or whatever, and I don't park in handicap spots either, but I drive a big truck, a full-size one-ton pickup truck, and it doesn't fit in a single space. So typically I'll park at the back of the parking lot where there's nobody else parked and there's 50 open spots, and park in two appropriate places. But for somebody to go out of their way, if somebody's parked over at the back, it's called a work truck. Actually, some of us have to work, you know, Rico.
What's that word mean? What is work?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So anyways, I agree though.
Okay. All right. Let me get some of these comments out so people can have their voice in the chat. Mr. A says, and Woody, thanks for popping up. Mr. A says, when I had my Cadillac, I would park far away and take up two spots, and people would still park next to me. That's really pissed me off. Well, you know, you take up two spots, that's why they were probably pissing you off, to purposely park next to you to piss you off because you took two spots. And Ellie says, to fair, well, they are big enough. We should better not to confront directly, but you can spray some funny offensive words on their car. Yeah, and then they find out you did it and you're still going to be confronted. Let's see. I waited for people to come out of the store.
Thank you very much for having me. It's my birthday, and it's an honor to be on your show. It's a nice
Well, happy birthday, Rico, and thanks for popping up.
Yes, you have a very nice voice as always. Your mind is open as always, and great show as always.
Have a birthday, Rico. Thank you. Hope you have a good one, brother.
Bye, Jimmy. Crazy bastard.
And Crazy says, I'm sorry, Crazy says, and Mr. Ray says to Juju, I sold my caddy, and the kid who bought it wrecked it and totaled it within a month. Oh, boy. Let's see. Ellie says, they might have been fall in love with you, mister. Okay. Happy birthday to Rico. So, guys, I mean, that's all I have. So, Jimmy, since you're the last one up here, I'll give you your last word. Do you have any last words?
I sure do. I want everybody to just remember, be respectful when it comes to driving. You know, be courteous and, you know, avoid confrontation. You know, if somebody's speeding in a hurry and they're trying to get around you, move over, let them go. You don't know if they might have an emergency. Somebody might be dying in the car or severely sick in the car, or they're on their way to the hospital to see a relative who's dying, whatever, let them go. Just remember, you don't know what the circumstances are. Not everybody drives like that normally. Something is wrong with the person. You just, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry. You just get out of the way because, you know, like one of the people in the comments said, you know, sometimes people are get so emotional and they're so emotional and angry when they're driving, they'll do something dumb like pull out a gun and try to shoot you. And that's happened a lot over here where we're in my city, we had road rage to the point where people were shooting, not only regular civilians, but they're shooting the cops too.
See, that's why I say is, you know what? I'm not trying to get into a conversation with anybody. You want to flip me off. You want to jump in front of me. I'm not trying to race you. I'm not trying to do any of that stuff. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's childish. I think it's silly. And you want to go, go. Because at the end of the day, my goal is to drive into my garage safely and walk into my house. So that is what I'm trying to do. And Juju says, my mechanic gets upset with me every time I go in for service. He starts yelling at me and telling me to get rid of that car. So, and Rico asks for people to please follow him. Thank you, Rico. C. Blunt says, and some people are just assholes. Oh boy. And Brennan says, hope you have a good birthday. So okay, so that's it, y'all. The song I'm playing is a request from Juju. It has nothing to do with today's show. She wanted Keith Washington. Yesterday she asked me to play Keith Washington. She told me to choose because she did not tell me which one she wanted me to choose. And Keith Washington usually has one type of genre that he sings. So Juju, this is for you.
Get down to sex, and when you get a man.
right. That's it, everyone. Thank you so much for coming. And as always, thank you so much for liking the show. I appreciate you guys. Just, again, it's the middle of the day. You all don't have to be here. I appreciate you guys so much. I truly do. Tomorrow is my Thursday show. Anything goes. So I am going to let some of those curse words come out, whatever. And I don't have a topic. I'm just doing for Thursdays, you know, whatever y'all want to talk about. We'll talk about it. So, Shorty, I'm sorry. I'm just giggling. If we want to talk about your transgression on Shelby's show, we can talk about that, because I don't think that you really fully understood the transgression that you transgressed when you did the transgression. So we can talk about that. And Shorty, I know you can't call in right now, but and I know there's a couple of words that you want to say to me right now, but you know. You can't say them because I have the call in off. So you got to save those two words for tomorrow if you show up. So, and I know you want to say it. You want to take it slow. And you tonight's the night. It's going to be tomorrow. So, oh, Lord, Shorty. Anyway, y'all kind of had to be there. But, that's it, y'all. So tomorrow, I hope to see you and enjoy the rest of your day or weekend, or day or evening, rather, wherever you are in the world. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.